guys. Welcome to the Charge Podcast. Today I am here with Christy Aramo O'Connell, and I'm so excited because we have had over 100 episodes on this podcast, and we have yet to talk about CrossFit. So I'm here with you, the expert on CrossFit, and just so excited to have this conversation.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Super excited, excited to share about CrossFit as well.
Let's start with, when you were a freshman in college, what did you imagine your life to look like?
Oh my gosh, nothing like it is currently, which is really interesting. So I thought I was an accounting major, I was a business major, I would be working maybe in a big city somewhere. I started out as an auditor, so by now probably a manager in like a big four firm, and just kind of living that life where you're just, you know, maybe walking to work, living in a not necessarily a big corporation, but a big city, and just in my business attire, straight businesswoman. And that is not that I'm not a businesswoman now, but completely opposite of kind of the life that I'm currently living.
Oh my gosh. So you were an auditor for a little bit after college?
Yes. So I worked for KPMG for about 2 years.
Okay. And when did that switch happen? And
so
why?
So it actually happened when I met my now husband. It kind of slowly was boiling. So I was dealing with a little bit of anxiety every morning when I was waking up, when I was going to work. Like, I was just not happy, but I couldn't figure out why, because I worked so hard in college to get the job, and because it was competitive to be selected by a big four firm. Mm-hmm. And so I had worked my tail off to get good grades, to have the internships. I did my internships. I, you know, accepted the position at the big four firm, and then slowly into it, like after my first busy season, I was just miserable. I was like, there has to be more to life than this. And I was losing my fitness. So I'd been an athlete prior, losing my fitness. That also was making me unhappy. So I joined a CrossFit gym. From there, I met my husband, and I was like, wow, this is so cool. Like, there is more to this. And I feel like this is more of my calling, not necessarily competing, but just I love fitness and I want to do something with fitness. So he was the one that encouraged me to kind of take the jump and change my entire career path. So I ended up getting a position with one of the local CrossFit gyms, helping them start a gym. I went to part-time accounting with just a corporation instead of Big Four. So I was working part-time accounting and then helping run another gym. And then slowly I was able to make it my full-time job.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Whoa. When did you decide that CrossFit was going to be your fitness post-college? Like, did you do research on CrossFit gyms? Did you hear about it from someone else? What did that look like?
I actually was a little bit scared and nervous to try it. So I had friends in college who kept being like, Christy, you'd be really good at this. Like, you should try it. Like, this is your thing. And I think seeing it on TV and just seeing the girls, like, I was super intimidated. And so I even did start my CrossFit. So it was probably, I went into endurance sports after. So I started running marathons. I started doing a ton of cycling. I was still swimming a little bit, and I put that into triathlons, so marathons and triathlons. And then I was just kind of getting bored. So it was like me out by myself, just running lots and lots of miles, cycling, like nobody wanted to do it with me. So it was just like waking up before I would go into work, or after when I was still just auditing, or just in accounting in general, and trying to get my miles in so I could feel like I was still fit. And I just missed the weightlifting aspect from being a swimmer. And so finally I was like, okay, they told me I should give it a try. Like, I will go. I went and I quit because I did my first 5 or 6 sessions out of the 10. And then I stopped because I was super intimidated. And then I was like, well, I really enjoy it. I should really just give this a try. Like, I can do this. And so I finished out my on-ramp sessions. I joined the classes. And then I met a really awesome group of friends and my husband. So I would say I dabbled in the endurance stuff for about a year and a half, almost 2 years after college. And then I joined CrossFit right when I was 24. So 2 to 3 years right after.
What does on-ramp mean?
On-ramp. Good question. So not every CrossFit gym does this. I'm a really big believer in it. I think it helps you. We do it at CrossFit Polaris, but basically it's just your getting started process. So CrossFit can be like speaking another language, mm-hmm. and that alone makes it intimidating. It's like they're telling you to snatch and they're telling you to clean. And you're like, what the heck does that mean? Let alone getting my body to do it. So on-ramp is we do small group sessions. So like 5 people in a class with a coach, and it's all people who have never learned it before. So we go through all of the movements that they're going to see in the classes. So when you get into the class, you've had coaching, you've had cueing, you've had that small group or one-on-one. So you feel comfortable and you know what you should be doing. So I was doing my small group sessions, and it's not even that it was just the atmosphere. The first gym I started in, the walls were painted black. There was like graffiti on the walls. It was a lot of like heavy music. And I felt like I didn't belong.
Yeah.
If I would just give it a chance, I would quickly realize that obviously you can't judge a book by its cover. And that kind of went for the gym as well. I met, you know, my now husband. I met some really great friends. And it's also completely changed my career and my lifestyle. So it's been awesome.
I was actually going to share that it is so intimidating. Yeah. Like, I feel like I've tried all the workouts and I've only done CrossFit once, and that was back when I was in charge in college. But it's so good to know that there is that on-ramp, because I had never even known that that was even possible.
It's finding the right gym. So especially with CrossFit nowadays, is it's been around longer now. I think finding some gyms have more of that, you know, that intimidation factor and that feeling. But if you can really find the right community, and that's what we try to stretch. Like, we painted our walls bright blue at Polaris, like a Caribbean blue. We want it to be warm. We want it to be welcoming. And we have a lot of families at our gym. So a large part of our population is, you know, 35 to 55 or 60 year olds who are there for their social hour. And so I think it's important just to find a place, one, that has an on-ramp so you can not have that intimidation. Like, when you get to the regular classes, you know what you're doing. But two, that stresses and focuses on community and not just like loading up the bar with as many weights as possible. So I think there's if you walk into one gym and you're like, wow, this is just, it doesn't feel right. It's not the vibe I'm looking for. I think trying multiple gyms, because each gym is going to have their own personality and their own vibe.
Mm-hmm. When you took a break after those 5 or 6 sessions, how long did it take you to go back, and why did you decide to go back?
I think it was only about 4 or 5 weeks. And I went back just because I was still in busy season, and I was like, okay, I really did enjoy those workouts. I should give this a try. It's just, obviously people love it. And so I think it was just kind of also being humbled by it. So just being an athlete in college and realizing like I might not be good at this, and that's okay. But if it's, you know, helping me achieve more of my fitness goals and I do enjoy it, maybe I'll make some friends through it, then I should give it a try. So it was probably, I was on an assignment, actually, I remember that. So it was about 5 weeks. Mm-hmm. When I got back, I was like, okay, I'm going to do this again and I'm going to finish it out and I'm going to give it a solid try. If I don't like it after a month, then that's fine. But, you know, people are raving about it, and I definitely was looking and I needed something else to fill kind of the void that I was missing from my team sports in college.
Mm-hmm. In the beginning, what did your workout schedule look like with CrossFit? Did you go every day?
In the beginning, so I've typically followed, and I still stress this with my athletes as well at Polaris, I would do 3 on, take a day off outside running, and then I would go back Friday, usually Saturday, and then take Sunday totally off. So, and that actually may be an extra day off in there, depending on how I felt when I first started, but I'd try to get 3 or 4 days a week in and then do something outside of the gym if I felt not very sore, if I felt like I had energy and I wanted to. Fitness has just been a huge part of my life. It's completely changed. So whether I was in the gym or outside, I just always feel better when I'm moving and when I'm sweating, and I feel like I'm more of my best version of myself. So 3 or 4 days in the gym, and then, you know, a day or two outside of the gym.
Mm-hmm. I think most people know the basics of CrossFit, but I'd love for you to share what are some things that probably your average person does not know about CrossFit that we should know.
Yeah, I think CrossFit, so it's constantly varied functional fitness. So the goal of CrossFit is to help you be fitter outside of the gym, to teach you to move well outside of the gym, to keep you healthy. So I think it's really important, and I always stress this to the athletes that are just getting started with us, is it a lot of times kind of becomes to where you want to do more. When you get into this gym setting and you've been in with people who've done it for 5 or 6 years, and you look at what they have on the bar and you're like, oh, I'm just going to jump straight there. But I think view it as long-term health and fitness. So the goal is going to be teaching you how to pick something up safely. So if you're outside and it snows a lot and you need to shovel snow, you know how to brace with your midline and you know how to lift the snow. If you have to pick up a heavy box, we teach you how to deadlift, which is picking up the barbell. So again, you know how to safely pick up the box in your home or if you're moving, wherever you are. We mix lots of different components. So we do a bodyweight component. We do aerobic conditioning, which is going to be your rowing machine or your bike or running outside, whatever that sweating piece is. We do a little bit of what we call gymnastics. So there's usually something that you'll see that looks like a pull-up bar that we tend to call a rig. So that'll build upper body strength, midline strength, where we'll bring our toes to the bar for the midline, or pull-ups or things like that. So there's the aerobic conditioning. there's the gymnastics piece. Then you've got weights. So now we throw in, you know, deadlifting, squatting to build muscle. And I think with that topic, a lot of people see the CrossFitters on TV and they're like, oh my gosh, they look huge with the building muscle. They work very, 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 very hard to get like that. Mm-hmm. And they're structuring their eating, their recovery, their sleep, everything around to look that way. And a lot of times I think when people see them in person, I know the number one comment I get is like, oh my gosh, you're so much smaller than I thought you were going to be. Like, you're tiny. So I think TV makes you them look a lot bigger. So I think sometimes people are intimidated. Like, well, I get women in all the time. They're like, I don't want to bulk up. You're not going to by just lifting weights, right? So we have that weightlifting component. And then trying to think, it's just so conditioning, body weight, weightlifting, gymnastics, those are going to be some of the main components that make it up. And then we'll just constantly switch out those movements. So we'll pair a weightlifting movement with a bodyweight movement. And you'll do, for instance, a 7-minute workout with just continuing to repeat the same rounds and reps. Or we'll have a designated amount of work. So you have a task. So we'll say, you know, 50 deadlifts, 20 air squats, 100 meter run. When you're done with that, you're done. That would not be a great workout. That just came off the top of my head.
50 deadlifts.
Yeah, right? Ah. So that would be, but something like that where you have a certain amount of, you have a task. When you complete your task, you're done. So we do all different. So we hit all the different energy systems, which is what I think give people really great results. We'll do a workout that's 20 plus minutes. We'll do interval workouts, a minute on, a minute off. We'll do a workout in the 7 to 9 minute range. And it's constantly varied. And I think that's really what gives people the results in CrossFit.
Mm-hmm. What about competitions?
Competitions. Oh my gosh, that's like a whole nother ballgame. So competitions, the programming is up to whoever's putting on the competition. So you will have some competitions that program a little bit heavier. So when I see those, I don't always love them because I'm a smaller athlete. So that means when I say heavier, the weights, they're going to challenge you. It's a lot more weight driven of a competition. The one you see on TV, CrossFit Games, is super well-rounded. So you'll go about 3 days, 2 or 3 events a day. And each event is going to, like I was talking about earlier, hit a different domain. So some athletes are power athletes where they're great at the weights, but maybe they don't like the 20 plus minute workouts. A very well-rounded competition is going to have a little bit of all of those different domains. It's going to have high gymnastics, a little bit of weightlifting, an endurance piece, and you're going to test all around to see who, in the end, comes out with the most points or averages the best throughout the weekend.
Are most of the people in your – it's called a CrossFit box, right?
Yeah.
Okay. In your box, are they training for a competition?
No. And that's – so most of the people in the box are not training for a competition. We actually have a very small handful of people that are. And I think that's where people get confused is they see it on TV and they're like, oh, it's just a competitive sport. What we have at Polaris is I feel like we have a very special community, but we have a lot of people who just want to be able to play with their kids. They just want to keep their energy levels. They don't know what to do at LA Fitness, but they want to keep their bones strong. They want to, you know, they want to build muscle mass or lose fat or whatever, lean out, whatever it is. They're just there for their fitness regimen. And I think that's where CrossFit gets lost. So you have CrossFit as the sport, which you see on TV, and then you have CrossFit Health. And CrossFit Health is just going to be, we have people who come in every single day, or I encourage them to take rest days, but we work on a strength component, and then we just sweat, and we move, and, you know, we try to be the best hour of their day, and they get the benefits from the high-intensity workouts, like you would see with a boot camp or something along those lines, and we can get them in and out in 60 minutes, and then they feel great, they get a great sweat, they get the social hour, and they're just doing it for long-term fitness and health.
I like how you broke it down into CrossFit Health and then CrossFit Sport.
Yes.
When did you decide you wanted to go the CrossFit Sport route?
I actually never intended to go CrossFit Sport. My husband, at the time, he was competing. So I got to watch him and I loved supporting him. And slowly he was like, Christy, like, you're getting better. Like, you should do it. And I was like, no, thanks. I'm not cut out for that. It's really nerve-wracking. I do have a sports background, so swimming my whole life, playing soccer. So I did a Friday night throwdown with friends, which is, when I say Friday night throwdown, it's very small. So there's probably 15 girls that were competing, maybe 15 guys. And it was just in a local box, and they were just running heats. So I did that, and I did really well. And I kind of got the adrenaline and the rush that I used to get when I'd swim, which I absolutely loved. And I even raced marathons and things like that. Like, I'm just a goal-oriented type of person. So for me, it was like, okay, that was really fun. Maybe I'll do another one. And so slowly, I just did it honestly to do it with him. So he would be doing an online competition and I would do the qualifier workouts with him just to spend time with him when we were dating. And then we'd both qualify and we'd get to go for these really fun weekends and both compete. So then I slowly, he helped me. He just coached me the whole time. And I slowly got better and better. And then I made, it used to be, so CrossFit has changed. We don't have this anymore, but we used to have an open and then you'd qualify into regionals and then you qualify to games. So I made it to the open and then I made it to regionals and then I made it to the game. So it was just kind of like, it just happened with hard work and with him coaching me. And now that's just kind of what I do.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy. How soon after was that from when you started CrossFit to when you qualified for the games?
So I started CrossFit in the summer of 2013 and I made the games for my first year in 2016.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So it was about 2.5, 3 years.
Wow.
So
what was that like?
It was terrifying. Again, so that feeling intimidated did come back a little bit because all of these girls who I followed in the sport for so long, who you kind of look up to them and you're like, wow, did you see she hit this number on this lift? Like, that's amazing. And it was beautiful. And so you're always striving to be better because it's the same idea as when somebody runs a sub 4 minute mile. It's like all of a sudden it's doable. So you've got these people that are doing things that almost seem impossible, but they're doing them. So you're always like setting your goals higher. So to be competing with them, I was like, oh my gosh, my goal is just to not get last. Like that, literally flying out on the plane. I was sitting next to Patrick, who's my husband. And I was like, I don't know why we're going. Like, this is not going to be good. And it was just an experience. And again, it's goal setting and just challenging yourself and just seeing what you're able to do and what you're capable of. And that's the stuff that I love.
Mm-hmm. What's your best event?
My best event. So with the competitions, the events will change. Mm-hmm. So most of the time you'll never repeat an event. It's just there's an infinite amount of combinations that somebody could put together. But all in all, I would say anything to do with long distance running. So running or swimming at the games, usually you guys, if you watch on TV, you'll see we do a run and a swim. Those typically go really well, or the ring muscle ups. So I tend to do better with anything endurance or gymnastics.
What's something that when you see, you're like, oh, shoot, I wish that wasn't a part of the workout?
There is this bike called an assault bike, and it's a high power output machine. So the more weight you have behind it, the more leverage. If you're taller, it's going to go faster. Anytime that shows up, I'm not quite 5'2", and I weigh about 20 to 30 pounds less than the other girls. Like, I give it everything I've got, but it's tough for me.
Yeah. I read on your Instagram that you took a break from this past season.
I did.
Correct?
Yeah.
Can you share a little bit about that?
Yes. So that actually was one of the best things that I ever did. Patrick and I got engaged and then we planned our wedding in about 4 months. And I was kind of ready. I was also turning 30, which I had a little bit of a hard time with. And I was just ready to start a new chapter of my life. And I felt like I didn't know if CrossFit belonged. Not CrossFit with the gym and helping people, but more of my own CrossFit sport for me. I didn't know if it belonged in this next chapter because it felt like what was happening was I was becoming selfish and it was pulling away from, you know, me being able to help my athletes at the gym and then spending time with Patrick and our relationship. And I felt like it was becoming a little bit self-centered and I was losing balance. And then the other thing I felt was I couldn't remember my why. So I think it's really important with whatever you do in life to have your why, because no matter who you are, what's going on in your life, like, you'll have tough days. And so I would wake up and I'd, you know, starting to get a lot of anxiety and almost like a guilt feeling of I'm spending all of this time in the gym training. Am I being productive in other areas of my life? So for me, the wedding was just kind of like, okay, we're starting a new chapter together. And I don't know if this has a place. So he was very supportive in whether I wanted to do CrossFit or whether I wanted to take a break. And for me, it was just taking a break and trying to find balance. And so I just had to step away and figure out if I still loved it, why I was doing it, how could I balance out my life a little bit more. And in the end, now I'm back and I've revamped how I do everything and I feel better than ever. Like, a lot of my anxiety has kind of gone down. I'm able to tell people like why I do it, or when I wake up and I'm tired or I'm exhausted or I feel like I have a really long to-do list. I'm able to kind of compartmentalize and also spend time balancing out rather than just only focusing tunnel visioned on myself.
Mm-hmm. What else did you revamp?
So my nutrition is one. So I also got my nutrition certification from Precision Nutrition. Cool. So I've been just making sure that I'm eating enough and eating the right kinds of foods, cleaning up my diet, spending time. Like, I now do my own programming. So I previously was working off of or with a coach who would give me a list. And sometimes that list just didn't feel like it was what I needed to do, or it just sometimes was taking over my life, because I'm the type of person where if you tell me what to do, I will check all of it off. Like, mm-hmm. I don't do anything half. So that was sometimes a struggle for me, is I need to go to one of my cousin's baby showers, but I have all of this training that I need to get done. And a lot of times I would skip the experiences. So I'd miss the baby shower, or I'd miss the birthday party, or I'd miss something that, you know, I'm not going to get those experiences back, just because I was so hung up on that I have to get this training in. So just understanding that, making sure for me that I'm not spending too much time in the gym and that I'm still enjoying life's experiences. And we're working on taking trips, so doing things outside of the gym to where not everything is completely centered around my training. And so that's been a really big one, doing things with people. So that was another reason I stopped working with a specific coach, is I was always in the corner by myself. So now I train with my husband. I train with our really good friend, Dan. I train with another group at the gym if they're in there. I jump into all of the CrossFit Players classes, and then focusing on coaching more. So I was missing, because I would be tired, I wasn't coaching as much or getting to work with people. And that's the stuff that I love. So it's like refreshing. I want to help people. And that's whatever area in my life, like whether it's fitness or whatever it is, like I just want to help people and I want to help them reach their goals. So if it's nutrition as well. And I think for me, not getting to do that, I wasn't feeling fulfilled. So I've just been working on balancing all of those things.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. What does it look like in terms of your workout schedule when you're in this peak season of being a CrossFit athlete? Yes. In terms of like how many hours a day?
Yeah. So peak season is interesting because they shifted our season a little bit. But right now, that's the other thing that I'm balancing, is less is more, right? I always thought more, 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 more. And I think that came from a little bit of my swimming mentality.
Yes.
And it was just like, if you don't hit this number of meters or yards, you didn't accomplish what you needed to. But it wasn't really about that. I think I had that quantity over quality approach. So now it's quality. So I'm always focusing on, was it a good session? Did I get out of it what I needed? If so, then it was good. It doesn't matter if I didn't spend 6 hours in the gym today. But right now my schedule is, I get there at 8. I work out until about 9:15. So in 75 minutes, we'll do a long warm up, usually one piece with where we're sweating and we're breathing, which we call conditioning, and then an accessory piece. So that's focusing on, accessory could be like biceps or triceps or upper back or something, just to strengthen all of my stabilizer muscles to keep healthy. Then I'll go home, I'll work, get to my emails, whatever it is I've got on my plate for the day, get a lot of stuff checked off, and then I'll go back at about 1:45 until about 3:15. So all in all, that's only about 2 hours and 45 minutes that I've been training. So an hour and 15 plus an hour and a half. 2 hours and 45 minutes. And that's been really great for me. So I'll keep it right around there. I may bump it up to 2 hours in the morning and 2 hours in the afternoon, but I will not go above that. So previously I'd say I would be closer to 6 hours in the peak season, but for now I'm just focusing on quality.
And that's so similar to swimming. So you're so used to that, you know?
Yeah.
That second workout, is that the same amount of intensity or is the first one harder? What does that look like?
Yeah, so the first one's actually a little bit more moderate. Okay. And we've recently shifted into this. So what we were learning is, in the morning, your body's not really primed to be lifting heavy weights. And, you know, you're more, at least for me, I'm more susceptible to injury and things like that. And I just don't feel good. So what Patrick and I have been doing is we've been putting a longer conditioning workout up front, which is easier on your body. So we're just focusing on sweating and breathing and improving our cardiovascular. And then in the afternoon, when we've had time to have a good meal, when our body's a little bit more awake and I'm more alert, then we put in our strength piece. So that's gonna be some type of squatting, deadlifting, the Olympic lifts that you see, maybe a little bit more barbell work, so there's more weights involved. And then we'll hit, depending on the day, either a shorter, faster workout, maybe with some weights, and maybe repeat that. So we'll do like a rest repeat type thing. So you'll hit one round of something, rest 5 minutes, and then do it again and try to match what you did the first time. So that could actually be a little bit higher intensity because the workouts are typically shorter. So that's kind of, if that makes sense, kind of how we're structuring it right now. So the mornings are a wake up, and I won't do a 2-a-day every day. For instance, if I'm just not mentally, if I don't have it, no longer forcing myself to do it.
Mm-hmm, that's good. What about recovery?
Oh, I love recovery. Recovery at this stage is actually almost more important than the actual training itself. So yeah. Recovery, I actually downloaded this app called GoWad Mobility.
Oh, okay.
It's like yoga for CrossFitters. I love it because for me, I just need someone to tell me what to do and I will do it. The other thing is I've read a lot and I talked to a lot of PTs and doctors about the fascia and massage therapists as well. Your fascia sometimes, especially for CrossFitters, it takes 2 or 3 minutes for your fascia to actually start to let go, where a lot of times I would hold a stretch for 20 seconds and then I move on. And really, that's not doing a whole lot for me. So at night, every night, I follow my GoWad app, which is I took a mobility test and it has, right now I'm working on my ankles and my hips and my overhead position. So it will structure 22 minutes. You can do 22 minutes, 15 minutes, or 8 minutes daily. And then I start my app and it has a video showing me exactly what I should do and then a timer. And each position, so some positions I hold for 1 minute, other positions it requires me to hold for 3 minutes. And so all I do is have to turn my phone on, hit the timer, and it will take me exactly through my routine. And for me, that's a really good way for me to recover at night, kind of wind down so I get good sleep, because it just takes me, I shouldn't look at my phone because you shouldn't look at your electronics 30 minutes before bed. But I do this and then I get in bed and relax. But it just helps me breathe, wind down, and kind of make sure that I'm staying mobile and limber, because that will also help stay healthy in the gym. The other thing is going to be I do recovery shakes depending on the workout. So I do a protein and a carb right after. So nutrition, essentially, making sure that I'm not eating a lot of processed foods. So I have kind of like a list of foods that I try to stick to, and I build my plate around veggies. So I know everyone always thinks like protein, 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 but just making sure I'm getting in all of the nutrients that my body is craving. Drinking tons of water. And then I wear Whoop, which is like a heart rate tracker, and it tells me my day strain and how much sleep that I've gotten. So I don't know, all of those things into one. I have a Graston tool, which is Sidekick. So
oh yes,
I love that. Yeah. So I used to go to a chiropractor and have them do it for me, but now I can just do it to myself. So the Graston paired with the stretching for me are two really, really awesome things to keep my joints and my muscles and everything feeling good.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any resources for how to properly do the Graston?
Yeah. So Sidekick Tool is who I use. They okay. have something called Sidekick Tool University. So they have a whole bunch of online tutorials that literally cool. show you exactly how you should do it.
I'm using that because I'm like, yeah. I don't know if I'm doing
yeah,
this
and
right.
you always think like flushing up towards yeah. your heart and for your lymph system, so you can kind of pump everything through.
Okay. Oh, that's so cool. I am so curious what it's like to be at the highest level of CrossFit. Do you have sponsors? I know you obviously have a ton of Instagram followers, and I want to hear about that journey too. But what is that like?
To me, I don't really know if much has changed for me. I do have sponsors, which I have been super blessed and very fortunate that I've gotten to work with the companies that I get to work with. I feel like for me, it's always about what do I actually use and how and what the company is about, right? So my number one is Noble. It's an apparel and a shoe company. And I still to this day, like I am so blessed. The people are amazing. I know the founders, like they just, it's a family. So it's very different. It's to me, it's not a company, but it is a brand about hard work, but it's something like I'm so proud to wear. Just because of how the owners are, how the founders are, like what the company stands for. And so it's more than just gear and more than just shoes to me. It's if you haven't checked it out, you should check out nobleproject.com. They're not just a CrossFit brand either. So I believe we will start to see more of it. They're still so new. I think 2015 was like their first kind of year. I joined them in 2017. So I've seen the growth that they've had, and they're just I can't say enough. Like, it's just an incredible company. So that's been really cool. And that was something that I don't know how they found me or why I got the opportunity to be part of their company. But something that is very special and very dear to my heart. That's just, it's like, I don't know. You guys should definitely check that
stuff
out. Yeah,
I've
it's
never
awesome.
Heard of them.
Yeah, it's
that's
called nobleproject.com. And they're out of Boston. So, and they now have a store in Chicago. They have a store in New York. They have a store in Boston. They just opened Miami. They're moving to LA, I think. But they're slowly opening stores around. So previously just an online business. So that was one. And then I have a couple recoveries. So Sidekick is, they'll help me as well. And it's just, people will send you gear and you'll get to try them out. First Form. So I use First Form supplements. And that's something that if you follow me on Instagram, you're going to see me talking about all the time because I love it. So they have this one product called Reds and Greens, which I take every day because I do eat a lot of vegetables, but I don't eat a lot of fruit. And so I feel like I miss the antioxidants and certain things and properties that come from fruits and veggies. So I take that every morning and I swear that it has taken away my stomach ache. So I used to get really bloated and I have a sensitive stomach. Since I've started taking that, I rarely ever feel that throughout the day unless I eat really, really, really bad. So that's a really awesome company. But just these people who want to support you. Like they just want to help you be your best version of yourself. So I'm very fortunate and very blessed and very lucky to have them by my side. And I literally like could not do some of the things I do without them. So that's super awesome. Other than that, I don't feel like a whole lot has changed. Like I'm back to why I'm doing it for me. And I think originally maybe some of those sponsors come on and you're like, oh my gosh, I have to succeed or I have to do so well or else they're not going to be happy. But really they care more about you as a person. And those are the companies I try to work with because they care about me as a person and I genuinely like their stuff. So it just creates a really great relationship. Instagram, I actually don't, I have, I think, a few followers, which is amazing to me.
A few?
Yeah, it's for me, it's just been slowly building over time. Like there hasn't been like an instance. I know one of my good friends, I was sitting next to her at one of the first regional competitions. I think she went from like 1,000 followers to like 100,000 in like 3 days or something.
What?
Yeah, and it's not been anything like that for me. It's just been sharing little pieces of my life that I guess people are interested in. I love Instagram, but I think actually I started a YouTube channel, which has been something I love even more. Instagram's awesome, and I love sharing little recipes or workouts or just about my life. But YouTube is where I can actually like put up a 10-minute video and feel like I'm helping people. So the response that I've gotten from YouTube has been unbelievable. Like it's just so rewarding to hear, like to see people get their first bar muscle up after I've done a bar muscle up video, or to give them nutrition tips and then see people making the recipes that I've put out and just help them get to know like my little quirky or fun personality that I can't necessarily share as much of through Instagram. So I was really against starting a YouTube channel until my husband and one of my friends were like, come on, Christy, just do it. Like, just see. Like, who cares? Just be you. I'm like, okay, fine. So it's been something that I have absolutely loved every second of. So YouTube is more for me. I just feel like I get to share who I am a little bit more and a little bit more about my lifestyle than just kind of putting up a picture or something like that. Mm-hmm. So, but Instagram's fun and it's all good. But again, it's fun in the sense of if you can have balance. So,
yeah,
and not compare yourself. The hard thing I was finding for a while was I'd be scrolling through Instagram because it is a highlight reel essentially. And I would be like, oh my gosh, Pat, did you see they lifted or they did this many things? He's like, Christy, anybody can do something in a 10-second window. Like leading into competitions, it was actually kind of a really big mental, it was a roadblock for me. My confidence would go down because of what I was seeing all the other girls do on Instagram. So I'd actually have to kind of deactivate my account for a little bit and just focus on me. So I just really like YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. I'll have to ask you for some YouTube tips. Yeah,
I love YouTube.
I really wanted to touch on body image within CrossFit. What has that been like? Like, did you ever experience any sort of, I mean, obviously you're gonna have negative thoughts sometimes, but has there been any like severe issues that you've experienced?
Body image in general has been really interesting for me, coming from the endurance world. So I always wanted to have like pencil arms and like a thigh gap. And you know, you see all of that. And then I was hangry. And I remember when I met my husband, he was like, Christy, why are you getting the pan out to make one egg? Like that, what are you doing? And I really was restrictive of my calories. And then I started CrossFit and all of a sudden now I'm looking up to these people with all of these muscles. So it was like this really drastic change in trying to battle. Like some days then I started to gain muscle and my scale started to go up and I really struggled with that. Like I had to stop weighing myself because I at one point I had to like hide the scale because I was looking up to these people with so much muscle, but then I always wanted the pencil arm and to be super skinny. So it just, obviously that's two completely different things. Mm-hmm. So for me, it was, and I deal with this with some of the females in the gym, or I talk to them about this a lot, is muscle weighs more than fat. And in the end, I just wanted to feel good, whatever that meant. And I feel like constantly striving for this image that is not achievable or was not achievable and also was not healthy for me, I didn't feel good. And so slowly working into the CrossFit world, now I'm starting to eat more. So my energy levels are starting to go up. Yes, I'm gaining weight, but it's good weight. I'm building muscle and just kind of shifting my image as to where strong is beautiful and not to put like a label on females or that we have to be stuck on the treadmill or we have to be stuck on the elliptical and we can only do cardio or whatever, but that we can lift weights and it makes you feel good. So it was a really interesting transition. I wouldn't wear spandex and I wouldn't take my shirt off for the longest time.
Wow.
Just because I didn't really feel like I fit in. Like I always wore soccer shorts or I definitely always left my shirt on. But slowly what CrossFit does for you and what it's done for me is you build confidence. And you build confident. And I see it all the time at Polaris. Like I see women who are 57, 58 take off their shirts. And it's, you know, maybe we don't look like the people on TV and we don't have 8-packs, but we are proud and we are comfortable in our own skin. And I think that's what CrossFit does for you. And it may take some time in learning to shift and kind of train your mind, but we don't have to look like the people on TV that you see. But as long as you are happy and you are comfortable in your own skin, it's a no judgment zone. And that sounds so cliche, but I think it took me probably about a year or two until I started to like, wow, I'm starting to see like I'm developing some muscle and you could start to see that definition coming in, not bulkiness, but you just start to feel like for me, it really boosted my self-esteem. And it just gave me a little bit more, I feel like I felt a little bit more empowered. So just a little bit stronger, healthier. I was happier. I have more energy. So when I started to feel all of those things, it started to shift in a positive way.
Hmm.
If that makes sense.
Absolutely. What about body image with swimming?
Oh my gosh. Body image with swimming was a whole nother ball game. So I remember like almost passing out after one of my races because I had eaten like Cheerios that morning because we were getting our body fat tested a lot and we were weighed and we were measured and we wanted to be low. And so not understanding how to feel properly, being 18 to 20, 21 years old, like I just didn't understand. And so I was restricting calories again, just trying to be as light as possible, as fit, not understanding that light doesn't mean fit, right? And so, or understanding that I need to have a balance of veggies, proteins, fats, and carbs. Fats for hormones, carbs for energy, protein to build and recover muscle and to feel satiated. And so I think just not ever really actually, they kind of informed us on that, but not to the extent that we should have been. So I think a lot of us definitely struggled with that in college.
Mm-hmm. What does it look like now if you ever have a negative body image thought? What do you do?
I kind of just reset myself. I actually talk to my husband about it a lot. So I need to verbalize things and that's how I process and work through things. But sometimes I'm like, wow, Pat, I look super bulky in this one or whatever it may be that day. And he'll just shake his head and I'll be like, Chrissy, what's your end goal? And we always come back to that. It's like my end goal as a smaller athlete is to be stronger. And so just kind of remembering like, hey, where did you start? Where are you now? What are your goals? And so I just kind of backtrack and I just reset myself and I journal a lot. So if something's feeling off or not good, I talk to him, I journal, and then I just usually kind of recenter myself and refocus myself on what are my goals and, you know, what's going well? What were my wins for the day? So, wow, I front squatted this today. I would never have been able to do that. And I'm proud and I'm happy that I can do that. And so just coming back to those things and then you remember like, hey, my body is strong. My body is tough. Like I'm working so hard. It's doing everything I'm asking of it and just remembering all of those things. And then it usually just takes it away.
Mm. Do you have any other body positivity or self-love resources, whether that is a book or someone that you love that you follow on Instagram or anything else that we can share with the Charge Girls?
I think I do follow a couple of females. I follow a girl named Claire P. Thomas on Instagram. I think she's awesome. She's had an eating disorder herself and she was a D1 athlete, I believe, for Oregon and ran track, ended up quitting. So similar experiences that I've had. And I think she does a really great job of just giving lots of positive feedback through Instagram. So I think she's awesome to follow. I think for me, the book that I actually read was The Power of Now, and it's more about attitude.
So good.
Yeah, so it's a really good book, and just understanding like not getting caught up in past or future or things like that, but just kind of recentering myself and focusing on where I'm at the moment. And I think that book is just really, really awesome. It makes you think a lot. So I would come back to that book. And then I just have my husband, I talk to him, and then I have a friend out in California who also was a D1 swimmer for the Navy who dealt with similar things. So I think just having like a close support system that you can talk to on days that maybe you're not feeling as good, journaling or circling back to people who are positive and also have been through things so you don't feel like you're alone.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
I want to transition into your multiple businesses. I know you already touched a little bit on the fact that you own a studio, or I should say CrossFit Box.
Yeah.
And that you have your YouTube, but I know you also have a training program. So I'd love for you to just share all of it. And I'd love to also know when each one started.
Yes. So first was CrossFit Polaris, which is our box. So I never ever saw myself owning a CrossFit gym, to be honest. I worked for one. I don't know why I wouldn't have thought that I could own one, but my mom has been super influential in my life. She's super amazing. And so she called me and they bought a CrossFit box back in 2016, and I was living in Louisville at the time. So they thought it was something that we could do together. So Patrick and I moved home to help them run it, and we officially took it over from them this year. So now they can just kind of hang out and have more fun. So him and I are now running it, and we actually own it. But we started there in 2016. So that was super awesome. I've learned so much over the 4 years. And I look back at, you know, how we used to do things to how we do things now, and just how our focus has shifted and changed to the community that I was talking about, and just creating a super awesome, non-intimidating space for people to come work out. So that has been my baby. That's been our number one. From there, we started Ibex Trained, which is, if you go to ibextrained.com, it's T-R-A-I-N-E-D, not training. That is our online programming. So we have a core program for people who just want to strengthen their midline. We have a backside program. We actually call it Juicy Booty because a lot of girls want like a strong backside. It's for guys too, but just to make you that's been a big thing in CrossFit, is just like having a strong backside. So we created that program based off a lot of stuff that I do every day. We have a strength program for all around strength. And then we have two monthly or daily auto renewing programs. So the one is exactly what I do. So a lot of people were interested just to see how much I'm doing, or for that matter, just what I'm doing to be at the level that I'm at. And it's actually, I think, a lot less than maybe some people would anticipate. So I release that one daily, and then also just a 60-minute program. So it is CrossFit, so it will be CrossFit movements, but it's in and out. So you're going to do a strength or a skill and then a conditioning piece. And we warm you up, we cool you down, and you can do it anywhere. So we started that just back in October. And we're looking at bringing at-home training as well. So that, and then a running endurance. I've got a whole list. So we're going to be releasing more programs. It's just, we were just getting it off of the ground. So we started that about October, November. And that also led us into the YouTube channel. So I think the first official date that we joined YouTube was actually July of 2019. But we really didn't start to get into it and kind of find our flow and what we wanted to do with it until about October, November. So I think we have 110 YouTube videos up.
Wow. That's a lot.
Yes. Yeah, so we have 110. We try to release one almost every day, and we're trying to do multiple things. So one day will be a vlog style where I'm actually taking you through my training and, you know, what I did that day. And you'll get to see the dynamic between my husband and our good friend Dan. And I think people find some humor in it, and it's also fun just to see, like, we're not that serious. We are in there to have fun and to be the best versions of ourselves, and we work hard together. So that's one video. You'll see I put some nutrition, so I think we've got 5 nutrition episodes, and that's my new focus, is I really want to get the nutrition part going. It's something that I'm absolutely loving doing, I'm loving learning about, I'm loving sharing with people. And then we also have mobility and stretching and things like that, so just things that people can be doing to improve their movement, their lifts, etc. And then I also have a strength section. So it's kind of all encompassing. We are headed out to Mount Hood this weekend. We'll do a little ski trip also. Oh, cool. Just kind of show you guys some behind the scenes, that it's not always all about CrossFit, but we're just trying to share literally our life with YouTube. And I think a lot of people have really enjoyed that. Mm-hmm. So those are a couple of the major things that I've got going on. And the YouTube channel is Christy Aramo, E-R-A-M-O, not Perfect. Christy O'Connell.
Yeah. We'll link all that up in the show notes for sure. What is something that you wish you would have known prior to starting your businesses?
Oh, that's such a good question. I think what I've learned is it's not about like necessarily having like having a nice facility and having the best equipment. Like that's super important, but I think it's just relationship and word of mouth and getting to know people. And so I think understanding that piece is sometimes not worrying necessarily about the business component, but just focusing on each individual person. I think in the start, that would have been a little bit more helpful for me, is like, I was always trying to bring in the newest and the best equipment and, you know, make sure our facility was the best. But in the end, I think it's more about personability and just being there for people and showing them how much you care and just understanding that piece, because if they're happy, they tell their friends, and then you get to know their friends and you get to know their family. And then it just becomes super rewarding and super fulfilling.
Mm-hmm. How many people do you guys have working for you?
Working as in coaches?
Mm-hmm.
So we have a really unique situation. We have about 5 or 6 volunteer coaches, people who have been at Polaris longer than I've been there. Wow. They are kind of like the heart of the gym. So they just, you know, they've been there since it started, and they also have full-time jobs, but they coach early morning before they go to work. So they'll coach our 5 and our 6 a.m. classes, and they're absolutely amazing. I can count on them. If I'm gone, I know they are taking good care of everything. So the 5 or 6 of them, and then we have about 3 paid coaches. So there's about, and then Pat and myself. So there's about 11 of us.
And then do you have a manager of the studio, or do you guys go there every single day to do like all the nitty gritty work?
Yeah, so that's a great question. My mom does all the cleaning, and my dad, he calls himself the janitor.
So it's
he's, you know, mopping the floor. I mop the floor too. But when he's there, it's something that he loves to do. It's like, he says it's peaceful for him. I don't know. My mom cleans all the showers, but yeah, Pat and I are there every single day. I'm basically the manager. So if you're going to email Polaris, I'm going to be the one that's responding to you. If you are getting started, signing up, if you have membership questions, I'm going to be the one that's responding to you. We do all of our own programming. So I know with CrossFit, you can find online blogs, but what we have found is no online blog fits our community. So we know our people better than anybody else writing from a far away place. So we write all of our own programming. We clean the gym. We coach the classes. So we are very, very hands-on and very involved. We are there every day.
I love that. What goals do you have for your box?
For my box? Oh, gosh. I would like to continue growing. So I think for us, it's to keep growing, to keep bringing in more athletes. I call anybody who comes an athlete. So most people would say member, but to me, they're, you know, they're throwing down, they're working hard, and everybody's an athlete. So anybody who belongs to Polaris to me is an athlete. So just to keep growing that membership number. Eventually, I love our facility now. We've looked in the area. We would love to build our own and design our own, create more locker rooms, and kind of expand on that, adding in maybe a yoga piece for people to have an add-on to their membership, and just kind of become like an all-encompassing nutrition, health, and wellness place that, yes, we started with CrossFit, but we can also offer other things.
Mm-hmm.
So down the road, that's the goal.
Talking about your training program, I'd love for you to share 5 exercises that you think everyone should be incorporating in their workout routine.
5 exercises. Oh my goodness. Okay. So I would say midline. So let's start with our midline. So whether that's hollow body holds, or so when I say hollow body hold, where we're laying on the floor and you can push your belly button towards your spine so there's no space between your back and the floor. From there, we can start with our knees at a 90 degree angle and then slowly straighten out our legs, holding there 20, 30 seconds. So holds are going to be so, so important to supporting your spine. From there, I would say posterior chain. So essentially squatting, think about everything that you have to bend down and pick up, or you have to sit down into a chair and be able to stand back up. So that's going to be your leg strength. So midline, leg strength, and posterior chain. Then from there, carries. So whether that's holding groceries and just kind of standing there and standing tight, or carrying them, or a weight, dumbbells, being able to carry those dumbbells across a distance, I think is super, super important. Because think about how we carry our bags every day. We carry our groceries into the house. We might carry our kids. So just being able to hold that weight as we're moving and holding our midline nice and tight. From there, I would say single leg work. So we have our squatting, but then our single leg work is going to transfer over to our walking, to our running, to going up and down steps. So that would be lunges, things like that, in place body weight movement. And then finally, I would say, actually, I think I have two more. So I've got carries, midline, squats, lunges. Yeah, I have one more. Oh, there's so many good exercises. I would say, I'm trying to think, I only got one left.
You can do a bonus one.
Yeah. I do think upper body strength. So I think push-ups, things along those lines, that's still going to strengthen our midline. It's going to strengthen our shoulders, keep our full body strong. So really, we want to be as well-rounded as possible. And we want our bones to be strong. We want our shoulders to be stable. We want our hips to be mobile. So I think just kind of hitting that full body would be really good.
How do you squat?
How do I squat? So when you squat, we actually squat below parallel in CrossFit, which is not something that we require people to do, but it's something that we strive for over time. Because if you're standing and you pull your knee should be able to go above your hip. That is unloaded, and that's going to be the full range of motion. If you've ever seen a two-year-old or one-year-old sitting playing with their toys, a lot of times they can have their butt almost to the ground, their chest completely up, and they're in a beautiful squat position just playing with their toys. We all started that way. We all don't. We're not all still that way just because we sit all day. We, you know, our hip flexors get tight, things shorten. So how I squat would be, I'd coach someone by just saying, like, take your feet shoulder width apart. Toes can be slightly pointed out, not completely pointed out. From there, you're going to just think about a soft bend in your knees. You're going to push your hips, initiate by pushing your hips back and down, letting your knees stay out over your second toe. Goal would be to keep your chest as tall as possible. So that would be just like a general cue. And then from there, I would cue people on their knees. Your knees, we never want them inside of your big toe. We always want your knee over your big toe or over your second toe. So think about knees out, essentially. And you want to keep your chest tall.
And do you have a preference with back, front, or like a goblet style?
So all of them are great. They're all used for different things. A lot of times people's hold up on the front squat is going to be their shoulder mobility because of the position of the front rack that you have to get in. So you could cross your arms or you could use a goblet squat and it will mimic the exact same thing because you're holding a kettlebell in a goblet squat right at your chest, which is going to want to pull your chest forward. So you have to use your midline to stabilize and support your back and your chest to keep it from falling forward. So I think for me, I personally love the back squat. It's my favorite lift. I think it's fun. I've done it for a while. I can go the heaviest on it, which I enjoy. But I think as far as for functional fitness, I think a goblet squat is great. You don't have to have a barbell. Sometimes barbells intimidate people. You can achieve the same stimulus just by holding a kettlebell right at your chest.
The last topic that I wanted to dive into really quickly before we do some rapid fire personal questions, I'd love for you to share your relationship with your mom. That's something that Cara was like, you have to bring up because her mom is also an awesome CrossFit athlete too. So I'm like, okay, yeah. I want to hear more about this.
Yeah. So my mom's somebody I've looked up to my whole life. I remember going to watch her run the Boston Marathon. And then I got to run the Boston Marathon for my 21st birthday and she was there. So she was always encouraging us to play sports. She never made us. It was always just like, hey, you should try this or you should try this. If you like it, awesome, we'll do it. If not, you don't have to do it. So she let me and she spent all of her time, and my dad, of course. They spent all of their weekends at my volleyball tournaments, at my basketball, at my swim meets, at my soccer, whatever it was, they were there. I do remember a couple swim meets I'd look up and I always knew right where she sat and she wouldn't be there because she'd be walking out around the track because swim meets were forever. So she might have missed a race or two on accident, but she always knew what happened and she'd get filled in from the parents, which I always used to give her a hard time about. But I'd swim like six races that weekend, so she'd maybe see five of six, which is great. But somebody I looked up to, she was in her day considered a professional triathlete. She ran a sub 3-hour marathon. Just a super hard worker and a phenomenal athlete. She's a phenomenal cyclist. Like if I go out on the bike with her right now, she is turning 60 in October and she will kick my butt.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So it's just, for me, it's really inspiring to see her at almost 60 with the amount of energy she has and to realize like, hey, I still have, hopefully, if, you know, we don't know, time is something that we don't know. But it would be awesome if I can stay fit. And, you know, at 60, I'm still out riding my bike for 60 plus miles and I'm still doing CrossFit and I have this energy and I'm not letting age kind of determine how I live my life. So I think that's really cool. We did We're very special. I qualified for my first CrossFit Games in 2016. She qualified for her first in 2016. So we got to go compete together, which is something that most people don't get that experience. Then we both qualified in 17 and 18 together. So we got 3 years of that, which was just incredible. And then she's just so happy. Like, I guess it's just somebody I look up to and that I want to be just like. The amount of energy and positivity, she's never having a bad day. And I think that's just something that we can all learn from, is she's a glass half full kind of person. And that's a big takeaway for me.
Wow. What's her secret?
What is her secret? You know, I want to know that exact same thing. I think she just appreciates life and the opportunity she's been given. And she just, exercise makes her happy. Having the gym makes her happy. She's a people person, getting to talk to people, but she eats super well. She gets good rest. She takes care of herself. And I think she feels good. And that in the end, you know, helps you feel better and see things with a glass half full.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's amazing. All right. Are you ready for some rapid fire personal questions?
Yeah, I'm not a quick thinker.
They don't have to be that fast. They don't have to be that fast. Don't worry. All right, one word to describe you.
Goal-oriented.
Workout that you want to try.
I actually want to do an Ironman.
Ooh.
Yeah, so that's not really a workout, but it is workout.
Yes, oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so I'd like to broaden my range and do an Ironman.
When do you think you want to do that?
Before I'm 40.
Okay, you got some time.
In the next 10 years, yeah.
What is your favorite wellness obsession right now?
Ooh, wellness obsession. Honestly, I'm going to say my GoWOD mobility app where I'm stretching. It's like yoga for CrossFitters.
I'm honestly going to get that. Yeah. Even though I don't do CrossFit. Yeah. I'm like, that sounds amazing. I want ankle flexibility.
Yeah, the way it works is it'll just test. You'll go through a mobility test and then it gives you a specific protocol to you. And so for me, that's definitely my obsession right now. I love it.
How much is it?
It's $9.99 a month. So for me.
It's not even bad at all.
Yeah. Okay, so it seems completely worth it when I do it every night.
Favorite restaurant in Columbus?
Oh, so we have a couple. Local Cantina is, we're big Mexican taco people, so that was going to have to be it for right now.
Three staples in your pantry.
Roasted red and orange bell peppers. So they're not in my pantry, but they're in my fridge. almond butter and then sweet potatoes.
What brand of almond butter?
I used Simple Truth, so it's just dry roasted almonds. Mm. That's all that's in it.
So good.
Yeah.
Favorite morning beverage?
I actually make a red and green kind of shake. So I put vitamin C in, and then I do 2 scoops of my reds, 2 scoops of my greens from First Form, and then I drink that. And I literally, first thing every single morning, and I think it makes me feel great for the day. At first, the taste was a little bit...
I was going to say, what does it taste like?
If you do the reds with the greens, it's a little bit sweeter.
Okay.
Not sweet, but it has... It's less bland, I guess. The greens are a little bit bland, but I don't even know how to explain it. It doesn't really have a whole lot of taste. It's just, I know it makes me feel good, and I actually think my body like craves it and looks forward to drinking it every single morning.
What are your top three interests other than CrossFit?
One is baking. So I love finding just healthy recipes. Pat and I, my mom used to make wedding cakes when I was little. So I think it stems from that. I'd sit and watch her make these amazing cakes and I loved to bake, but then I stopped loving the flour and the sugar and how it kind of made us feel. So finding healthy recipes where I can pronounce all of the ingredients, it's not a ton of processed stuff, and just trying those out. So that's one of my absolute favorite things to do. Two would be rock climbing. So Patrick and I absolutely love to rock climb and camp. So it's kind of like peaceful time with nature that I think is super, super important. It recenters you. It grounds you. So that's a big one. And then three is my dog, Milo. So walking him, playing with him, whatever it is, training him, spending time with him.
Mm. What is your favorite place online to get good baking recipes?
So I actually use Instagram a lot for that. I'll just type in like a hashtag. The latest one I have is healthyfitnessmeals.com.
Okay.
And I got it was supposed to be protein donut, but I made little heart muffins. Literally the best. First Form also offers a lot of really good ones because I have a couple of their proteins and they offer some really great ones too.
When you say hashtag, what hashtags
are
you
Googling? Type in healthy treats, healthy baking, healthy lifestyle, and I'll just go through and just kind of scroll. And a lot of times it'll lead me, either I'll click one post and I'll click another, and then it'll take me other places.
Oh my gosh. I feel like I don't utilize hashtags. I need to do that. Who is a female that you'd like to meet?
Ooh. I actually think Lynn Hill, who was a rock climber and ultimately actually one of the best rock climbers in the world, let alone female rock climbers. So she did like the first free ascent, I believe, of El Cap in Yosemite.
Wow.
And so I just feel like for women in sport, it's another way. It's not necessarily CrossFit, but she paved the way. And I think that's just super, super cool. So yeah, Lynn Hill.
What frustrates you in the CrossFit space?
I think what frustrates me in the CrossFit space is sometimes you may only see the same person over and over, like as the face. It's hard to say. So I do think they have their favorites as far as CrossFit sport goes. And then I think the other thing would be is like the intimidation factor. I think for most gyms, understanding that it's not necessarily just a sport, like to get people to understand that it can be a long-term fitness and health regimen and people can get stronger and stay healthier from it. And it's not all of the crazy stuff that maybe you see on TV or in competitions, and helping people understand that, that it can be, my mom and dad went to a gym where they had an 82-year-old doing GHD sit-ups and CrossFit workouts. And it's like, it can be for people above 60, above 70, and it can be really great for them and give them a really great quality of life. And I think that CrossFit doesn't focus enough on that. Hmm.
What is your greatest lesson on wellness?
I don't know if this necessarily goes under wellness, but I feel like my greatest lesson is to focus on you and to listen to like what your body is telling you. Because you can get so caught up with focusing on other people and trying to keep up with the Joneses and whatever it may be, like trying to do things just because other people are doing it. And I think in the end that makes you mental health maybe not feel great. And so it can all be linked to wellness. So just focusing on you and being the best version of yourself possible, I think will ultimately lead you towards wellness.
Last question, what does being hashtag in charge mean to you?
Hashtag in charge to me is, again, kind of leading on what I just said, but just focusing on you, asking yourself, is it a yes or is it a no? And not doing it because other people want you to do it or that you feel like you should do it or what that may be. So sometimes when I'm presented with decisions, I'll be like, okay, is it a yes for me or is it a no for me? And I'll know in my gut what the right decision is, and just making sure I'm staying true to myself and I'm following through on whatever that answer may be.
Mm. I love that. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Where can girls learn more about you?
So you guys could follow me on Instagram. It's actually Kristi Aramo. So K-R-I-S-T-I-E-R-A-M-O. My name will say Kristi O'Connell because I recently was married, so it's a little confusing. You can also follow me on YouTube. So that's where I really like to share things. That's my favorite. And then at CrossFit Players, if you're in Columbus and you want to drop by and visit, you can follow me there. And yeah, I think that's really it.
Amazing. Well, we will be sure to link all of those things in the show notes, but it was so good getting to know you and learning more about CrossFit.
Yeah, it's not
You're
so scary.
You're inspiring me. I'm like, oh, maybe I should give it a try.
Yeah, it's not so scary. Just find the right gym, find the right community. You can make some of your best friends there.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much. And thank you guys for listening. I will talk to you guys next week. Bye.
Hey, Charge Girls, good morning. Yes, I'm talking to you. It's time to get charged up, cause this day is anew. The sky says hi and it's bluer than blue. The sun is shining and all the birds are chirping too. Today is the best day to be alive. The miracles appear once you open up your eyes. Surprise! Time to keep living your dreams. So get up and join the rest of your charge team.